Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But our man Will Z is here.
What's up, you guys?
And don't I think... Hold on, Will.
Yeah.
Hang on, Will. I just wanted to point this out since Kenny jumped the rundown a little bit. Don't think I've forgotten about what I'm going to say I told you so about.
Yeah, you keep saying that. I got you.
No, I got you. It's on the way.
We'll see.
Not
You've done
forgotten.
This before. And it's like,
All right. We bring in Will Z of SI. He is a national media writer. He once started as just a guy with us. Now he writes for the national media. What were you going to say, Will?
I don't know. I feel low.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to let it rock, but he does.
I changed
look
my
like he's in a high chair.
My desk setup a little, and it's I don't know. I just feel off.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's all right. That's the great thing about the camera. You can adjust it. Like Kenny and I always try to match our heights a little bit, and you know, sometimes it's the chair, sometimes it's the camera. Like Kyle goes with a little different setup than I do. So you'll find it. It's vibes, and then the way we bring you in on the screen has an effect on it too. So don't worry too much about that, man. We got you. man, 2-0 to start this homestand, Will. And I know you were particularly happy with the stat from last night's game.
Yeah, so I wrote an article, I think 2 days ago, about the Kings and their assist number. Like 28 assists for them is the magic number. Their record since Zach LaVine made his Kings debut, when they have 28 or more assists, 8-1. So like that, and it's a clear line in the sand, like 28, 8-1. I don't remember off the top of my head what they are when they don't hit 28, but it's like 2-8 or something like that.
Mm.
Like they either win when they get more or they lose and they don't, with a few anomalies. Mm. So it just... there's something about this team where it's so important for them to get those assists. And I think we've seen it just multiple times now. When their defense is on, it helps their offense so much. And when their defense is not, they just completely collapse. Like, I don't remember there being a team like this where we either kind of get all or nothing.
Mm. So one of the things with that, though, Will, is, and like I said, this is the theme of the day for me, we don't get nothing very often. Like, I think the way people think about this team is it's like super feast or famine. Like, we don't know what we're getting. I think we actually do. Like, they come to compete more times than not. That doesn't mean they're going to win those games, like I continue to say. But once again, I can count on one hand in the 37 games that Doug Christie has coached that they haven't come to compete. Like they play hard, they get after it. They give themselves an opportunity to win most nights. It's usually something here or there that doesn't go right. Maybe it's the assist or, you know, free throw shooting or whatever on that night. But I think we have a pretty good idea of what this team is and how they come to play every night.
Yeah. Do you think it's just bad timing with the back-to-back-to-back blowout losses that kind of got people feeling so down about the team?
Bad timing. The fact that it was the last thing we saw it for a week straight. So people were down on that. And that's just usually how things go, right? Especially with this particular team. Like this franchise, this team, obviously this front office, they never seem to get the benefit of the doubt from the general public. So when things go bad, it's see, I told you so. After they weren't really able to say, see, I told you so for like 2 weeks. But when it went bad, see, I told you so. And that's just the story of this group. And they've made their own bed. Sometimes they deserve that. But I think it goes to this particular group this year doesn't get the benefit of the doubt when things go wrong.
Yeah, because really, I mean, we're looking at the three blowout losses and then the one Warriors at right after the All-Star break. And even the like the overtime loss to the Pelicans right before the break, like they played fine. They just lost. And that's like a, what is it, 15-game stretch or so? 14, something like that? Like, it's a substantial amount of games to have only four kind of poor performances.
This is a bit of an unfair question, but I'm going to ask for one, and we'll make sure we cover everybody. Who stood out the most to you last night?
I think it was Devin Carter, just because it was the most surprising. And I don't know if he had the like most impact in the game, but definitely the most I didn't see that coming type game. And I might change my answer or throw in a caveat. Doug Christie leaving Devin Carter in in the final stretch. So last night were Carter's first ever NBA clutch time minutes. He hadn't recorded a single second before last night. And for him to play the entire way down the stretch, I thought was so gutsy by Doug to leave him in. Like, there was such a clear opportunity to bring Keon Ellis back in after Carter committed the foul on Donovan Mitchell for three free throws. But there was like, what, 2.5 minutes left or so, give or take. Like, could have easily gone back to Keon, said, Carter, you did great. You gave us a lot. Let's go back to our like normal or close to our normal closing lineup. But he stuck with it. And I really liked the way that lineup to close the game was balanced. With Carter, he wasn't in there to score in the final few minutes. It was very clear what the plan was for DeRozan or Monk, one of those two, to take the shots and everyone else just go out and play defense and rebound. And I thought they executed it really to perfection.
Yeah, it was a heck of a way to close that game. Like you mentioned earlier, Dame, it felt like if you messed up on one possession, the whole game would be done. It felt like the way for the last 3 minutes. And they executed pretty much every single time down, man. So that was great to see. Who else stood out to you in that game last night? Was there anybody else that stood out to you in the game?
Yeah, I really liked Keegan's aggressiveness just from the jump. He came out, took a really deep three in the first quarter. Like, no one on the team was making much of anything. But to see him go out and take those types of shots, he finished the night with 11 field goal attempts, which I think is right around his season average or maybe a little over. But just liked his aggressiveness. And when someone like LaVine is out, you need someone to go out and just shoot the ball. And we've seen Keegan go. Sometimes he'll do that. Sometimes he doesn't. Usually it's not much in between. So for him to come out so early in the game and to have that mindset is really intriguing to me as we get to the end of the season. And it also just his post-game comments. He seems a little looser where he was talking about Carter and he just feels like he he's still his stoic self, but not quite as much as we've seen in the past. And it feels like that's kind of both happening on and off the court.
It was, I think one thing that makes last night's win, it's a lot like the Celtics win. We point to that Celtics win that they were able to do that without De'Aaron Fox. To be able to win, you know, I don't think it's crazy that it did not a shot, but I don't think it's crazy for the Sacramento Kings to win a game without Domantas Sabonis. I think you have a really good, you know, backup in Jonas Valanciunas. I think Trey Lyles adds a lot of different dynamics to the team. I think what really made last night's game impressive was that you seemingly lost Zach LaVine and Jake LaRavia, you know, kind of close to the last minute. And you were able to make adjustments, and guys were able to step up in those moments, the Trey Lyles, the Devin Carters, and those are all great stories. We could talk about Doug Christie and all of that. But, Will, we started the show making sure we pointed it out. It was basket for basket, for basket for basket, for basket for basket in the final few minutes, and that was DeMar DeRozan and Malik Monk. They're not the sexy brand new story that Devin Carter is. It's not the, you know, hey, way to go, Trey Lyles thing. You know, those are your reliable guys right there, and those two came through and absolutely cashed in the fourth quarter when the Kings needed it.
Yeah, and it was nice, just simple offense too. Like, they knew exactly what they were doing. I'm pulling up the last 5 minutes. Yeah, 5 field goal attempts for DeRozan. He was 3 of 5, 2 for Monk, 1 of 2. Surprisingly, Carter had 2 as well, 1 of 2. But to go up against someone like Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley, like, I love Donovan Mitchell. He's probably my favorite non-Kings player in the league. Mm-hmm. Like, I just love his game. I think he's so fun to watch. And to go up against him shot for shot is so impressive. And it's just, it feels like we're not, the way the Kings team is, DeRozan feels a little forgotten again in terms of storylines and headlines. And LaVine is getting a lot of talk. Carter's getting a lot of talk today, like you said. But at the end of the day, it's DeRozan who's going out there and scoring a game-high 27 and hitting all the shots at the end.
I've talked about it earlier. It seems like you only talk about him when he misses the shots. And they want to say that's the problem or that's the reason why they lost, which is unfair to me. But if you look at his numbers, if you look at what he's done this year, he's been excellent for the Kings. Mm-hmm. Excellent for the Kings. And he's having a fantastic season. And to a certain degree, they're here. You know, it's not the best situation, but you've got an opportunity to get into the playoffs. Man, combined with him being able to be healthy and play all these games, I'd hate to see where they'd be at without a DeMar DeRozan this year. They'd be down there with the Pelicans, probably, I think. He's been great this year, and I don't think he gets that just due.
Yeah. And I think I'm back to feeling a little more confident about the play-in situation, where it's anything can happen in one game. Mm-hmm. They'll have to do it twice. But like with this team, it's they have the ability to play perfect for a game. We've seen it 2 games in a row now, but we've also seen them have the ability to go out and lay a total stinker. And it's like, which version are we going to get? I have no idea, but they're going to be in the situation barring extenuating circumstances. And I don't know if there's anything more they can do to change my mind over the last 14 games, but we're kind of in a just get there and see how it shakes out mode. But with the players, it feels like they have the types of players that are made for that. Kenny, you've been saying it all season, like postseason.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Basketball is a lot of go get a bucket. And we saw last night how important that is, and how DeRozan can still do that.
Great stuff, Will. You're one of the few national media members that we can tolerate.
I'm glad you guys still tolerate me.
No, we love you, Will, and we'll be locked in because we're doing it all again tonight.
That's right.
We're doing it all again tonight with the Chicago Bulls. So great stuff, Will. We appreciate you, my friend. We'll talk to you again here very, very soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
That's our man, Will Z, right there. SI, I'm sure you are, but if you're not, Will is such a great follow. Over on Twitter, and then he, you know, all of the articles he does for SI get posted right there too. So make sure you're following our man Will Z over there. So we're gonna come back, and I'm gonna tell you I told you so, because I believe I'm vindicated.
Oh,
it's only been two games, but I believe I've been vindicated. I'll explain. I'm probably overselling this. It's Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
All right, check it out. While you're pulling that up. I haven't watched it. I will not.
Okay.
But did you see how AEW may have just gotten off the air last
night? Oh, that was bad.
No.
No, it was bad, guys. Like, I almost watched it through? Yes. I almost wanted to send it to you guys, but I knew that wasn't your guys' backs. Like, I'm not even going to bother sending it.
I didn't watch it through.
Bro.
I didn't watch it through.
Whoa. What happened? Oh.
You can pull it up if you want. Yeah, you know how they do the bat with like the nails on it or whatever? So Moxley got slammed on
it.
Yeah, it was Moxley. Oh, Moxley gets suplexed on there, and the nails like are stuck to his back. Like they're trying to pull the bat out of his back. And like you see it, his skin is like pulling. I guess this one was a shoot. It's not great.
No, it's not. I couldn't keep watching it. I couldn't keep watching it.
After I saw
what was going on, I was like, nah, I'm
cool. I don't get the point. Like, why?
Yeah, why are we doing this?
Yeah, like, you can...
So they're just full-on ECW.
Pretty much. Like, yeah. Pretty much.
Like, Japanese FMW, right?
It's to the point, to be honest with you, with something like that, that's why I said, I might get you pulled off the air. Like, TNT or whoever might have to talk.
Bro,
like,
no, they were legit trying to pull the bat off of his back. And it's like attached to, like stuck to his skin. So his skin's pulling in the back too.
And it's all on TV. It's not like, let's go to commercial break or nothing. Like, it's only them in the middle of the ring. Like, it's center stage. It's like, bro, this is crazy.
Oh, this is terrible.
This is crazy.
Oh, this is terrible. Okay.
Yeah. I couldn't watch the whole thing.
All right.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
So Moxley's not even a wrestler anymore. He's just, let me see if I can.
He's Terry Funk.
Oof. He's Terry Funk. That's a great call right there. Oof. That's terrible. Did you see any of the... Chris is going to kill me. It was Toni Storm and... Mariah, that match
handcuff joint?
With all of the blood.
And that was the one with that the sharp glass, right?
Yeah.
I saw what was going on. I didn't watch.
So that was... So the difference with that match is there was like actually a story to it. And like, I mean, she's really good.
Mm.
Like, probably the best woman's wrestler in like character, the whole, like the best in the game.
Mm. Both sides, both companies.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Like, she has, she's better than Bianca. Like, she's better than all, like, she is the one.
She's better than my girl? My girl, Charlotte.
How was I supposed to know you were referring to Charlotte?
Because, you know, I've said Charlotte is like...
Because I was going to say Jade? Yeah, she's a lot better than Jade.
But, you know, I've said Charlotte is like one of the best.
No, Charlotte's the one.
Like, wrestlers ever.
No, she is. No, she absolutely is. Toni Storm just has, like, complete character development. Like, she's like an actress who wrestles.
Mm.
She's very entertaining.
Mm.
Very, very entertaining.
I'm gonna have to check her out then.
So she is the... I don't watch that company enough to criticize it, but to me, she's the best thing in it.
Gotcha. I feel like there's a reason why we don't watch it.
I know there is. I know there is. I
That's
have
why
been,
we do criticize it.
I have been laughing at this video since we were tagged in it. Obviously, we saw this live. I didn't see Matt's video. Matt's gonna join us. Matt George is gonna join us of ABC 10. In a little less than an hour. But look at Doug. Doug, come on. Hey, Keegan, let me go. All right. Now, here he is. All right, let's talk. Now, he's pointing. And look at Gucci. Gucci's like, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Right there. Right there. No, I missed the car right there. No. Tell me more, Doug. No, I'm going to explain it to you. No. Hold on. Calm down, Doug. I'm going to explain it to you. And I love Barbossa. Barbossa has not moved. Barbossa is a statue. Even the security guard is like, what is this fake Gucci talking about?
Shout out to that guy.
Like, what's this fake dude talking about?
And then Jay Crowder, come on, bro, come on.
Hey, coach, you gonna call up a play, coach? What are you doing? And look, Doug completely ignored Jay Crowder. Like, just ignored him to no end. Okay, now Barbossa says, get back over there. Doug goes over to call the play. Barbossa continues. Now, why? I love that. I love this.
I'm good.
Now watch. Barbossa does not move for a solid 60 seconds. Barbossa is frozen. Look at him. If this is a game of freeze tag, Barbossa is the king.
He's not even moving his hands.
He does not move. Oh, there's a head tilt. He gave him the cane head tilt. Oh, okay. Okay. So here's James, what did we decide his name? James Williams?
Sure.
Fake Gucci.
Yeah. Gucci, yeah.
Gucci 2.0.
Call him what you want. I'm calling him fake Gucci.
He clearly just said something ridiculous. Because watch Barbossa's head and then watch. Hold on. Let me go back. Watch Barbossa. Barbossa does the head tilt. Doug does the head tilt. He just said something so ridiculous that these two men just looked at him like, what?
Even the security guard's like, bruh. I forgot my man's name. Brother, I think it's, I don't want to say it wrong, but I say what's up to him when I'm at the game.
He the MVP. Head tilt and head tilt. That's crazy.
All right, Doug. First, he's like, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you going to let me explain now?
Mm-hmm.
Doug goes.
I wish we could see Doug's posture better in this video because his hands on his hips looking at him with his head tilted is hilarious.
And the,
absolutely hilarious.
And the TV feed, that's where you see Doug.
That's right.
So I saw him go.
Yep. Yeah.
But they cut off way before this, though. Way before Jay Crowder comes and everything.
Jay Crowder coming over trying to get him and Doug just ignoring him is awesome.
Coach, we need to play. What are we running out of this time?
Get to
Coach,
the timeout.
Hey, man, I love my boy Jay Crowder,
hey,
man.
Why did Doug look like Draymond right here? Watch him. Now! I love DC. Doug is pointing right there. Right there. Right there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, right here.
Oh, right over there. Oh, yeah. Okay. Right there. Okay, you gonna let me explain? Are you gonna let me explain?
Doug.
Go ahead.
Doug, don't hang up, Doug. Don't hang up, Doug. Doug, let me explain. Gucci's like, listen, your boy's a little bitch. He just fell down. That's all he did. No. Oh, now look. Hold on. Now we really got to fit. Because no, hold on. Watch his hand gestures. Watch. You uppercutted him. I saw you punch Rich Fox. That's what you did. You uppercutted him. I saw it.
Tell me that is not what you did. That's what he did after that. He goes, you uppercut him. Tell me I'm wrong.
This is the most action.
Tell me I'm wrong.
This is the most action Jay Crowder has had. Come on.
Hey, come on, big dog.
Jay, get the game ball for this. Hey, come on, Coach.
Jay's my boy, man.
I love Jay Crowder. Boy. I don't know why my man not playing.
I think it's Coach Crowder.
It might be.
I think so, too. There was another moment that was on the broadcast when they were talking about this. They were like, look, Doug Christie, he'll go fight for his guys, but then he'll come back, and then he'll put their arms around him. And he's got his arm around Trey Lyles and Jay Crowder. Jay Crowder's like, what is he doing there? Why does he need his arm around him? I love Jay. I wanted Jay to play for a long time. He ain't got to play no more. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Everyone needs a vibes guy.
Yeah. I wonder if Jay would come on the show.
I don't know. Ask.
So you got to tell us about something? Or?
I don't think they like us enough to, well.
The players might, though. The players.
Hey, we just go straight to Jay. Jay, you want to come do the show? Look, you ain't busy. Come do the show with us. Hey, I told y'all Minnesota stunk.
Oh, no.
I told y'all Minnesota.
No.
I told you, too, that Minnesota was fraudulent.
Wait.
You steal everything from you bar for bar?
I told you Minnesota was fraudulent.
In what way, though? Like, what do you mean?
This team is not a threat.
Okay, like...
They're not a threat in the playoff. They're not a threat, period. This team is so up and down, they don't know whether they're good or they're bad.
You just lost two games.
That's what they've been doing all year.
I don't think anyone has.
That's what they've been doing all year.
Well, hold on.
They win a handful of games, and everyone goes, oh, there they are. There's Minnesota. And then they lose 5 of 6.
Well, they haven't done that yet. They've lost
two
games.
They're on their way.
and now, I'm not saying I disagree with you, but if we pull back this thing a little bit, what are they, 8-2 in their last 10 games?
I don't think that's what they are they?
They went an 8-game
winning streak. Well, they are 8-2. Yeah, you're correct, KC.
It don't matter.
Mr. Barlin.
Yeah, they lost 2 in a row.
Now, the killer
that's
is.
That's what they do.
The killer they lost is they to the lost Pelicans. To the Pelicans. That's like, what
oh, speaking
doing?
Of frauds. You're Knicks.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about that.
That was crazy.
You're Knicks.
I've been trying to tell the world about that one.
First of all, let's not do that because Jalen's not there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is Kat?
Yeah, what is Kat supposed to see? That's it. Oh, my gosh.
What do you. Well, Kat.
Oh, I'm not sorry. I'm sorry. You're right. Jalen's not there. They should have lost to the Spurs.
Well, I didn't say that.
Yo,
I'm talking about as a whole.
If Jalen's not there, then let's just acknowledge Kat's not that guy either.
Well, that's not fair either, because if Jalen was there, they're not winning a championship. They can't even get out the second round with Jalen.
Are the Knicks going to win?
They need
50
a combination
games?
Of them both.
Are the Knicks going to win 43-25?
I'm gonna say yes, and it might just be 50, because what they probably got about 14 games left.
43-25.
70.
Yes, yeah, so that's yeah.
8.
Yeah, no, you're right.
No, not 78.
No, 68. 14.
68, excuse me. Yeah, it might just be 50.
Mm. Well, I've never looked at an Eastern Conference team schedule, not once. I feel like we've looked over the entire West 50 times. Never once looked at an Eastern Conference team. Well, good news for them. They've got Charlotte and Washington. They had a 3-game stretch of San Antonio, Charlotte, and Washington.
Mm.
My God,
they got
God,
beat up by
man.
San Antonio, so they can't take anything for granted.
Bro. Their 4-game stretch is San Antonio, Charlotte, Washington, and Dallas.
Damn. And they've already lost 1 game. That's not good.
They've got the Clippers after that, the Bucks. They got the Blazers left. They've got, man, this schedule. They got the 76ers, Cleveland, Atlanta, Phoenix, Boston, Detroit, Cleveland, Brooklyn. So that's their remaining schedule.
I see one, two,
yeah,
three,
they'll get to 50.
Four.
They'll top 50. They'll top 50.
Big year for the Knicks.
They're just trying to get to the playoffs at this point.
Oh.
They're just trying to get to the playoffs. No, I don't
know. You might be right.
I don't know.
But I don't think they're going to be
maybe not.
Worth anything.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But boy, at this point, they're trying to get the, right now.
Do they get into the conversation as the most disappointing team of the year?
What? No. Because I was talking
to Jesse.
I was the only one that said they were a championship contender. How can they be disappointed in anybody else?
No, you were the only one on this show that said they were a championship contender. You were not the only person that said that the New York Knicks were a championship contender.
No, hell no. Because this whole, Carl Anthony Towns is, that's now the Knicks are built to beat the Celtics. They got Bridges, blah, blah, blah. Now look, they're nothing.
I still put them in there.
Why? Because
I think they're a good team.
As a title contender? You got the Knicks as a title contender.
I think they can make a playoff run.
They can run to Boston and lose in four.
I think they could make a run. Now, see, that might be the killer. The whole point was Boston was supposed to be the number one seed, and you wouldn't see them into the conference finals. They couldn't handle that.
Oh, brother, we're coming off a title. You don't get to throw stuff over here.
Who knew they were going to have to play them in the second round if they even get
to that? Well, they wouldn't get past Cleveland
last night. Detroit won last night. They might struggle with Detroit.
Yeah, they might.
Cade with the game winner.
They might. Oh, that was cold.
Yeah.
That was cold. Cade's nasty.
Yes.
Cade's nasty. I wanted to see this from him this year. Like, he is nasty. Good for Detroit.
Detroit probably needs to make the move. The Houston needs to make this offseason, too.
I don't know what that is, though. I don't know what you got to.
You talking about Kevin Durant?
Well,
not Kevin. Are you talking about eight, Kevin? Go get Cade at number two.
Well, you know the rumor.
I don't.
I saw Devin Booker, I think. Yeah.
In Detroit?
Yeah.
Oh. I saw that one.
That really is a rumor.
What would that trade look like?
Jaden, picks.
You'd have Tobias Harris's contract.
Mm-hmm.
What's Devin Booker's money look like the rest of the way? Do we know off the top of our head?
What was it looking like in the past?
What I meant is how much is left. I know it's...
Oh, how much money has he made?
I thought it was game time.
First of all, calm down. Second of all, can we answer one question at a time?
I don't even know if I have a whiteboard to write on.
Bro got years left. Yeah, he got 3 years after this one.
All right, so are we playing? Because I was going to look it up.
No, don't look it up. I got it. I just said it. I got it.
And we're doing this.
Wait a second.
You're flustering him.
Let's go.
Damn, man. Everybody want to produce.
Let go.
Devin Booker. The former number 13 overall pick in the 2015 NBA draft. 9 years in the league for Devin Booker. Some major money left on this current deal. We'll go year to date.
Sounds good.
Year to date. All right. All agree?
That's fine.
Let the champ call that one.
Well, all right. Well, let me call it.
Let's go get Abe. I meant first place. We'll go get Abe.
He's a heavyweight champion. He ain't the WWE champion. Stop playing. The PWL champion. There's a difference.
Devin Booker's highest grossing year to date is the first year of this new contract, which is $49.2 million. $49.2 million. 9 years in the league for Devin Booker, the former number 13 overall pick in the 2015 NBA draft. Devin Booker, 28 years old. His career earnings are what? Again, he peaked at 49.2 this season. 49.2 this season.
All right, ready to go, I guess.
We've got the numbers. KC says 212. Jesse Tapia says 255. He desperately needed a victory, and he got back on the board with one of the best estimates of his career.
Let's go. Clutch. I know when it's winning time. I know when it's winning time. I know when it's winning time. The time is now. Alyssa, the time is now. Let's go. It's after the All-Star break. This is when the winners come through. Let's go. We ain't playing out here.
We have an All-Star break.
For the record, KC is 3-6. And Devin Booker has earned $215.7 million in his career. When this current contract is up, that number will inflate in 2027 to $387 million.
Mark Jones.
Shout out, Mark Jones.
And Kenny cuts the lead to 42. Jesse Tapia right now, 3-6. Damn shame what happened to Kyle Madsen. It's always tough to see that.
Ever since his meltdown, his Lupinella meltdown.
It's always tough to see that third column.
Already picked up third base and threw it at the outfield.
That third column just scribbled out and gone. Kyle just erased from the history of pocket watching.
Skinner Bagley brings it up. I had 2-9 game losing streaks last year, so hopefully we can limit that. If we don't have two nine game losing streaks, we'll be fine.
Oh, man. What's the particulars on Devin? Again, I was too busy celebrating. He at the end of this, he's going to make – how much is this contract?
He's
like 225 or something?
I believe it's 220 is the amount that he signed for. It will be $387 million, peaking in 2027 at $61 million.
And so when that contract is over, he's going to be like 30, right?
He'll be 31 years old.
He'll hit half a billion in early.
So he's going to get another 250.
Yeah, easy.
Oh, easily, wow. Yeah. I mean, if he stays in Phoenix.
Yeah, that's the other thing, yeah.
If he stays in Phoenix for another deal, he'll be.
Let me text Reese.
He stays in Phoenix. Well, yeah, he'll be flirting with Steph Curry money.
Let me text Reese, tell him to get on that shooting gun.
He's going to be so excited because he finally gets to use it.
Yeah. We got to work on our game. This guy's going to make $700 million playing
go
basketball.
Go out there. Hey, Reese, get on the gun till I get home. But, Dad, you won't be home till after 7. It's fine. You heard what I said.
Wow.
Do we really think he's getting moved?
I don't think so.
Because I don't think that he is.
I'm not going to say he is, but I think there's something to it.
I don't think he is. I think ESPN, no uncertain terms, said that in that article. Like, anything can happen, but this summer they're going to try and move KD, and they're going to bring Jaylen Brown back and try Booker and Jaylen Brown.
Works for me.
Okay. You do that?
It's from what everyone is saying. It's like, yeah, if you have to move off of Jaylen Brown, then yeah, I guess.
Do you have to?
It's what everyone's making it seem like.
Well,
why?
Because
all the luxury tax money, all the money. Yeah, it's about to kick in right now.
Yeah, what if you win a title?
Well, that's the thing.
That's awesome.
I don't think you should. Like, new owners, like, cut the checks and all that.
Yeah, but that's right. They just sold for $6 billion today. That guy doesn't know what these last two titles will be like. I want a title, too.
Well, I've been seeing media and stuff's been talking like Brown could be on the way out. I don't know if he is, or they're just looking at the dollars and cents, and, like, that makes sense here. But
I know also, Bobby Marks tweeted the money situation for this new owner.
And also, like, you trade Jaylen Brown, you're not trading him for Papa G. You're trading him for Kevin Durant. You might win another title.
Yeah, right, right.
Devin Booker coming out.
Their projected salary, 230. Their tax penalty, 270.
See, but I wonder if you could just move off of like Drew Holiday's deal and stuff like that.
He's got too many years.
He's got two more years after this.
And I don't think he yields you what Jaylen does. Like, Drew Holiday, that's a lot of money for Drew Holiday.
4 years, 134, I think it was.
If I was making a trade with Boston, I would ask for Jaylen Brown before I ask for Drew Holiday.
Personally, if it's me, I'm not trading Brown or Tatum. If I'm the owner, I'm just, like I said, cutting the checks. But I don't know. People are acting like Jaylen could be.
So what was it, $6.1 billion?
Yeah.
Your boy bought it for like
$360 million?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That is bananas.
He's still going to stick around, too, I think. No, I think, yeah, he's still going to stick around once the other owners are there.
That's the move. Like, yeah, I'll sell it. Just, I want all the access.
Yeah, he's a partner. He's going to be a partner, I think, CEO or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of the owners of Sincoro, the tequila.
I did not know that.
Him, Jordan, and I feel like there's maybe one other.
I didn't know that.
But yeah, they own that tequila brand.
Would you trade the number one pick for Jaylen Brown?
No. And that's not anything to do with him. That's if I'm Washington, what am I going to do with Jaylen Brown right now at that price tag?
Yeah, nothing.
I might as well keep a rookie salary Cooper Flag and try to build with him. But that, like I said, has nothing
to do with Jaylen Brown, the player. What if it was
Atlanta? That's a good call.
Or San Atlanta, Antonio.
Maybe. Atlanta maybe. San Antonio maybe. Yeah.
If you made the if you trade it, if San Antonio winds up in that position, do you Orlando Magic this thing and do you become a title contender if Jaylen Brown is now there with
San Antonio?
Yeah.
I think
with
so.
Wemby and De'Aaron.
I think so.
Where De'Aaron is now the number three.
I think so. Absolutely. So yeah, those teams, even you mentioned Atlanta. Yeah, I think I'd strongly consider,
but not Washington, not Charlotte,
Utah.
Yeah, probably not Utah.
New Orleans, maybe.
Zion Williamson, come on down.
Oh man. Okay, walk me.
New Orleans, actually.
Walk me through that.
Like New Orleans is. I don't think they're a title contender or close, but they're not this. Like, you get DeJounte Murray back next year. You get Trey Murphy. You get, say, this veteran, like a Jaylen Brown, to go along with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Zion, I think you're keeping him. Like, that's a team that could say, hey, we could play for a top six. They could do what Memphis did.
If you're sticking with Zion, I think that makes sense.
Yeah. They could do...
On Zion's health, though, no?
So it always has.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think
I'm not against it. I'm just
if you're getting Jaylen Brown, a guy like that, you can do what Memphis did.
If you're the Sacramento Kings, would you trade the first pick for Jaylen Brown? We're assuming the Kings miss the playoffs, of course, and somehow keep their pick.
I think if they miss the playoffs, they do keep their pick.
All right, then perfect.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
We'll have an answer when we come back.
Hypotheticals on the other side.
What was the word that he used? I wanted to use it and I can't remember.
Who?
Domas. What was the word?
Oh, I don't remember.
It wasn't evaluate. Clarity.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna need some clarity on this situation.
Somebody asked a question in the chat hours ago and I'll bring that up too.
Okay. On the other side with D'Lo and KC.
It sounded like they're getting a pool. Sounds like a whole thing.
It's
like that last part. You're like, oh yeah, they put the terrible water, and I got to wait a week. Like that sounds miserable.
So the last thing they have to do for this pool project is, or at least as it pertains to the pool, there's other small stuff I have to do, but it's put the tile in. And they're like, when we put the tile in on the first day, it's going to look terrible. Don't worry about it. The second day is where it starts to look fire. Then on the second day, we fill it with water. Once we're done filling it with water, we're going to give you this big, long broom, and you have to brush, and you brush particles, whatever, towards this filter. The thing is, the filter's not actually on. So they're like, the pool's going to look like crap. Don't worry about it. The pool will not look good for 7 days, and then someone's going to come over. They're going to take you over here to where all of the equipment is, and they're going to show you how to work. We're going to turn your pool on, and we're going to show you how everything works. And then the pool comes on, and then it filters and starts to clear up and starts to look like what you paid for.
Sky Recycle says the brushing is super important, all caps super, so make sure you do that, I guess.
That's what I hear. Like, it prevents, like, I don't remember exactly what he said, but it presents it from, like, I don't know, it prevents it from doing something, but they did say you got to brush it twice a day. So it's like, all right, wake up, brush it, come home that evening, brush it, and then when it's all done, filter turns on, and we're off and running. which still feels forever away. So if it happens Monday and my fingers are crossed at Monday, that means it gets filled up with water on Tuesday. That means it's still unavailable for another week. That means it looks like crap for another week.
We'll be ready by WrestleMania, though.
But I still have to get pavers to fill out the rest of the retaining wall. I have to get the rest of the retaining wall filled with dirt. I don't have any bushes, plants, anything like that anymore. And I have no idea what the irrigation system looks like because they tore the whole thing up.
Maybe it won't be ready by WrestleMania.
So you have like the backyard project. You have the pool project. And then once all of it's done, you have to figure out how to fix everything. Man.
Damien's backyard and the vacation location is much like Sutter Health Park and opening day. Not sure if it's going to be ready on time.
Yep. Close enough.
They still don't have a scoreboard.
No.
They do, and then we'll be the show.
Bare minimum.
Can you get a pool person to clean it?
Man, they almost, huh?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Only because there's a tree like on the other side of our, where I feel like all of the leaves are just going to land in the pool.
The worst.
Well, you know what's the worst?
Cut the tree down.
God bless my neighbors. Like, they're very nice people, but they have like these palm trees in their backyard. And when the wind blows, all of that stuff falls into my yard. Ain't no tree in my backyard, but all of their stuff falls onto mine.
Pick that up and throw it back over the fence.
Well, and now I got the turf, so like, what do I do?
You blow it.
Excuse me.
Nope. I heard that. Hey. I'm going to pick that flag up. You're out of here. You're done.
I said pause before the flag.
Nah, you can't. You can't endowment and sue the quarterback and then say pause. Like, no, you're done. You're done.
Before the flag,
get the
man.
Showers, Caraway. That was wild. You what?
That's crazy.
It's before the flag.
That was wild.
Chat's calling for you to be suspended, too. Stephen Brown says, you say it so aggressively also.
Yeah, you know.
With no hesitation.
Oh, man. Come on, man. It's so crazy.
That was tough.
Well, yeah, you get the leaf blower.
Okay.
You do it that way.
All right.
I can't even say because I don't want to get flagged for what Kenny said a while back.
Oh, yeah.
There's a leaf blower, and then there was another one.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man.
Me and Kenny, we got kicked out of class so many times back then.
Matt George is going to be with us in less than in about 20 minutes or so. Matt will be with us. We're going to get back to the Kings like in a second. Mm. You wrote there was a where were you moment 30 years ago with a note on the side that can't possibly be accurate.
I saw that and I had to double check what I heard, and that's what I heard. Malika said that.
Malika Andrews said that.
On NBA Today, said an estimated 35
that
million people.
That can't possibly be right.
So when I heard that, so
what's the moment?
The moment is 30 years ago yesterday, Michael Jordan made his return to the NBA with the Bulls, the first return, against the Pacers. Never forget, it was NBC, it was Sunday morning out here. And she
that
said,
game was on NBC?
Yeah, NBC. I'm looking it up right now. NBC drew 10.9 that day.
Sunday morning.
35 million viewers. The most watched NBA regular season game in NBA history.
When she said it.
For some reason, I feel like I watched that game on WGN.
That was NBC. I remember that one. I remember that.
I remember where I was. Mm. I remember seeing it. Wow. Man, NBC, 35 million people watched that game?
Yeah. Because when she said it, I was like, that's a lot. That's crazy. And then when you were like, nah, that can't be
that
right.
Can't.
I said, well, maybe I heard her wrong, so I wouldn't blade it again. 35 million people.
Does that make more
sense to you, though, because it was on NBC?
Yeah, I must have watched the WGN feed. Like, I don't know. Did they move the game to NBC? Because there's no way that game was scheduled.
It could have been. I mean, Indiana was a top team. Chicago was still a playoff team. So it could have already been there, but it also could have been moved for sure. It definitely could have been moved. But it was everything would have moved, right? Because it was a 10 a.m. game.
Was it in Indiana?
10 a.m. here, yeah.
noon game out there or something like that.
I'm not making a joke here. Genuinely asking, how big of a deal was it when you came back for the Wizards?
It was a big deal.
The Wizards?
It wasn't as big. I don't think it was as big as this, though.
Well,
I'd imagine that's like LeBron retiring.
I think there's a little context. Didn't he come back after 9/11?
He did. He did. But he came back. They were playing all his preseason games on TNT, so which was before 9/11, mm-hmm. right? And like every preseason game was on TNT.
Mm.
I remember that because he had a crazy game at home. I remember where he might have scored like 30 or something like that. And it was a big deal. It wasn't this though. This, as you can see by the numbers, this stopped everything.
I never knew 35 million people watched that game.
2 million more than Andre and Hulk Hogan.
That's a shoot.
This stopped everything. I remember, so the other thing they talk about, which was crazy, was, and just a sign of the times, is he said he was back on the 18th. And he played on the 9th. It wasn't, I'm back. Let me get 2 weeks of practice in. Like, no, the facts came out on the 18th. I'm back. And Sunday morning, he was playing for Chicago and in Indianapolis. I remember, because I wasn't like crazy, like locked into everything. And it was difficult at that time because there was no social media.
Sure.
But I remember hearing on the news, oh, Michael Jordan is back. And I had
he played 43 minutes in that
game. He shot 28 times.
Yeah, he did. 19 points on 28 shots. Yeah. What a hack.
I was with my homeboy Aaron. I was spending the night at his house on that Saturday. And we saw on the news, oh, Michael Jordan is back. And they're like, he's going to play tomorrow. And we woke up bright and early that day, and back then, like, we weren't sitting there watching a whole game sometime, but Mike was coming back. I remember we were in his room, we watched that game that Sunday morning. Mike was back.
Mm-hmm. Have we had a moment like that since?
Ooh,
off the top of my head, I think no.
I don't think so. It's tough. It's a different time. I don't think there's ever been a situation like that.
Another where you were NBA moment.
I guess even the magnitude of Michael Jordan at that time, I'm sure, was like just the biggest star of all time already.
Well, I don't know that there is. I mean, Cavs at Sacramento was a huge deal.
It was.
That was LeBron's debut, was massive.
Well, it was.
I'll never forget walking into that lower bowl and seeing that amount of people. Mm-hmm. On the floor, surrounding this 18-year-old kid.
Yeah.
This one got thrown in a couple times already. What about Kobe's last game?
No.
So, you know what hampers Kobe's last game?
It was the Warriors.
73.
Although, doesn't that kind of tie into the story, though?
Although, nobody remembers 73.
That's what that's saying. No one cares. Nobody was watching that. Yeah, everyone skipped that because of Kobe.
I think Kobe's game got bigger as it was happening.
Yeah.
When people, I think, I would bet if you look at the ratings of Kobe's game, it got higher as like, for sure. Hey, something's going on here. Social media gets a hold of it. People are texting, and all of a sudden, an audience
went crazy.
Yeah, an audience of making up a number, 10 million. I don't even think it was that high, but balloons to 17 or something.
Especially when it was clear the Warriors were going to win, too. So there's no intrigue in that game at all, because that was a blowout, I think.
That is the only time I ever cheered for a Laker.
I watched that whole game. That was amazing.
That was the most fun I've ever had watching a basketball game.
That was amazing.
Just openly cheering for one guy to shoot the ball every time. Yeah.
Algata in the chatty house brings it up, and he might be right. The Luka trade.
Well, the Luka trade was a social media moment for sure. I mean, it was definitely a where are you moment. Yeah. Or where
you
were.
We'll be
moment.
Telling stories about that. The other one that I thought about was the decision.
Yeah, I remember the decision. I remember sitting in that little bitch ass apartment in Groton, Connecticut, angry at myself, Like, why am I watching this? Like, as it drags on and on and on and on, I'm just sitting there like, this is my life.
That was an hour, wasn't it?
Yeah, and yeah. I don't think they got to the decision until, yeah, what, 25 minutes?
Maybe less than that. Maybe it was like 15 minutes, and then he explained it. And that,
no, I mean, I meant 20 minutes in, not 20 minutes left. Was it that far in?
I think it was all the way towards the end, because they didn't spend 30 minutes explaining it.
No, but they did come back, and because, you know, it was for that. God, man, God bless the Boys and Girls Club in Stamford, Connecticut, that didn't, you know, probably didn't have the funds. Or it wasn't Stamford, it was Greenwich, Connecticut.
They probably don't even go to that Boys and Girls Club.
Mom, why are you taking us here?
Just bring the Rolls Royce around and let me go where I normally go.
The groaning when he said Miami was pretty memorable.
That was it. But
thank God for Bill Simmons for creating that idea.
Shout out Jesse's boy, Bill Simmons.
Shout out Bill Simmons. First, makes his first appearance in Celtic City in episode 3. Geez, so we stayed out the way the first two.
That's still going on, huh? Jeez.
Right. I haven't watched episode 3 yet fully. I'm kind of out.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.